Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the 14 Sandwiches podcast. My name's Martin Bryant. Now, here's a recipe for you. Take a traditional local radio-style mystery location competition, throw in some cutting-edge social media tools like microblogging and GPS tracking, add a pinch of the spirit of Duffman from The Simpsons, and you've got Vodafone Live Guy. Unlike the aforementioned local radio competitions, though, Live Guy isn't giving away cheesy car stickers, he's giving away some rather nifty mini laptops. This laptop, which is literally the size of my hand, features a built-in 3G SIM, meaning as long as you can get a Vodafone signal, you're online. Vodafone Live Guy is currently on a tour of the UK, and he was in Manchester on Saturday. I caught up with him to find out more about the campaign. I started by asking him what the tour was all about.
Well, as Live Guy, I am on a tour of 11 UK cities in 12 days. My plan is to leave clues each day as to my whereabouts. People can pick up the blog online at findliveguy.com. And through the clues, they can track me down in each of the given UK cities. When they do, they must place their hand on my shoulder and say, "You're Live Guy," and I'm a Vodafone winner, and they win a brand new netbook.
How's it been going in Manchester today?
Well, it's been going extremely well if you are from Manchester and you've won a netbook. From my perspective, it hasn't gone quite so well because my job is to be and remain elusive, and I've been found twice today, much to my chagrin. But I'm certainly enjoying the process, and I hope that other people are when they're following my blog online.
Has it been easy for people to find you? Because I know I've been looking at some of the clues, and some of them have been thinking, I think I could probably find him from the clues, but has there been any times where people just haven't found you?
I guess I want to give people a chance. I don't want to be too cryptic. That said, it's conceivable I need to go back to the drawing board with my clues, because I am being found relatively easily, particularly on account of the fact that I'm tracked by GPS, so people can see my whereabouts pretty much exactly with a 5 to 10 minute lag on the internet. So if I stay still for more than 5 or 10 minutes, they can pretty much find me.
So have you had any unwanted hassle on your journey so far?
Sadly not, actually, I have to report. It is true to say that the campaign has been marked by extreme courteousness, by all the people who I have had to approach in the street to ask directions of, all the people who've been near misses, who've missed out by seconds on winning a netbook. I've been met with nothing but politeness and courtesy around the country.
And what's the strangest thing that's happened to you?
The strangest thing, apart from being asked to do this in the first place, is, actually, just this morning in Manchester, I was being trailed by a couple who were pretty much stuck to my leg for an hour and a half. And at about 11:58 a.m., the chap in question was about 5 yards away from me. He taunted me with the line, "You shouldn't offer free stuff to students," at which point I hopped in a cab and left him trailing in my wake because the new netbook came online at 12. Unfortunately, in my haste and excitement, I think I simply went round the block or ran in a circle in the cab. I alighted the cab, I dashed into a cafe, and I saw the couple in question in the street opposite, and so I didn't want to take any chances, so I hid myself and locked myself in the toilet from which I posted the blog. So that was quite strange, yes.
So if you're looking for a netbook from Live Guy, persistence doesn't always pay off.
No, but to be fair, it's useful to have persistence in your armoury. Certainly persistence has paid off on previous days.
Okay, just not taunting it. Okay, and finally, where can people find out more?
They can find out more at findliveguy.com. Everything about the campaign is available to review there. For your information, next week, so starting on Monday the 23rd, I will be in Birmingham, followed by Tuesday in Cardiff, Wednesday in Bristol, Thursday in Reading, Friday in London, and possibly the following week in Belfast. So stay tuned, findliveguy.com.
Vodafone Live Guy there. Now, social media marketing is still in its infancy, and agencies are trying out all sorts of ways to use exciting new technologies to engage their target markets. Dare Digital came up with the Vodafone Live Guy concept, and I spoke to Alistair Bowers from the agency to find out more about the thinking behind it. I started, though, by asking him what was so good about these netbooks.
It's Dell's first sort of entry into this new category, and obviously Dell have got a massive sort of heritage in producing that sort of hardware. What's great about this is the first one that's come out that's got built-in mobile broadband. So with that, you're combining Dell's heritage in producing great hardware with Vodafone's network, which is the strongest, most reliable in the UK. And it's a pretty amazing piece of kit when you see it in action.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think social media-based marketing is certainly in its infancy, and there are a lot of people trying different things with it. Why did you decide to go with a social media approach for this campaign?
Well, for one reason is that, of course, it demonstrates the sort of product benefits of the hardware itself, or certainly the hardware marred with the netbook and the network from Vodafone. What that piece of kit allows you to do is use those social tools like your Twitters, your Facebooks, your YouTubes, your Flickers, your Google Picassas, all of those sort of tools on the road when you're out and about. And that's that's this whole campaign is based on demonstration, and that's exactly what we're trying to achieve.
Okay, and do you use social media a lot at Dare Digital?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a sort of very wide and broad client base at Dare, but certainly on Vodafone or for Vodafone, this is their first sort of entry into using this group to sort of communicate campaign ideas, and you know, it's been a roaring success so far, so I'm hoping that it'll be something that we do a lot more of in the future.
Brilliant. And do you think that social media can be used in any kind of campaign? I mean, it's very much in vogue at the moment, isn't it? It's very, you know, it's a trendy thing to do. But is it always suitable?
I think you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Again, speaking only really on behalf of Vodafone, I think it really is an area that they can really utilise and tap into, and as this campaign's proved. Does it work for every marketing opportunity? I'm not 100% sure. I don't know whether it would work for, you know, a local carpet company or a local tiling company, but you know, certainly for the, you know, the big retailers and etc., if they've got a product that's worth talking about, it's a great area to tap into to get that message out.
Alistair Bowers from Dare Digital there. I'd like to thank him and Vodafone Live Guy for taking the time to talk to me. Now, I'm always interested in hearing about innovative uses of social media tools, so do get in touch with me at 14sandwiches.com if you spot any interesting campaigns. That's it for this edition of 14 Sandwiches Podcast. We'll have more for you soon, so make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. My name's Martin Bryant. Bye for now.